Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're going to be talking and praying this week about following Jesus as the one who heals. We recognize that sometimes we desire to be healed in a way that we're not. We kind of like the physical healing, the things that make us feel better. And there are times that God brings that about for His glory, for His good, for His purposes, to accomplish His will in our life. But there are other times where He uses our sicknesses, our weaknesses, the things that we would rather not have, for His will and purpose and glory and to accomplish His good within our life. And so when it comes to the subject of Jesus as the one who heals, it's easy for people to get disillusioned because they expect something, well, in the scope of eternity, they expect something less than what they get. So God's healing in our life, whether it directly addresses our physical infirmities or not, is a healing that is far more lasting. Sometimes we miss it. The illness continues. The cancer returns. And even more important than a healing of the cancer itself is a healing of our spirit. These bodies give up. They decay. They die. They quit. But our spirit has an eternal presence somewhere. And when we allow God's healing to cover us, then that eternal presence dwells with Him. And at some point, we recognize the temporary nature of what we're going through now. I've been there. We don't always recognize it in the now. It seems forever. It seems like it will never end. And sometimes on this earth, it doesn't end. But when God heals our soul, we're able to live with our eyes towards Him. Today we're going to talk and pray specifically about being healed by God's mercy. Psalmist writes, Psalm 41, verse 4, I said, O Lord, have mercy on me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. The Bible says, when we confess our sins, He, that is God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The psalmist writes, and he understands that. He cries out for God's mercy to heal him, recognizing that the healing he needs requires an agreement with God, a confession to God that he has sinned. And it's that realization that, God, I need you. I need your healing, but I understand it's only by your mercy because I've sinned against you. I don't deserve the temporary healing. I don't deserve the eternal healing. Oh, but by your great mercy, you offer it. And when we live life focused on us being right, which is kind of our human default, we tend to allow that to carry over to how we interact with God. And we forget that when it comes between us and God, we're not right. He is. And confessing our sins is really all about us agreeing with what God already knows. As I've said, one of the things I do for relaxation is to watch court cases and police shows. And one of the things that detectives frequently say, and when questioning a suspect, is they let them know up front oftentimes. So I'll let you know up front is I'm not asking you any questions that I don't already know the answer to. Now, whether that's 100% true or not, I have no way of knowing. But in the background that they're giving, that's predominantly true of what I've watched. Now, they may slip a question or two in just to see if they could get more information, but for the most part, they're looking for agreement with what they've investigated already. And when God calls for us to come to Him, to confess our sins before Him, He's not looking for information that He's unaware of. He's looking for agreement from us that, yes, we've done that. Because it's in that agreement that we not only agree with what we've done, we agree with the solution. Repentance. A change of heart, mind, soul, direction. A rejection of what we're agreeing with God about so that it no longer has a place in our life. And it's in that process of turning to God, of calling out to Jesus, that we discover His mercy. We find the cleansing of our sin, the healing of our soul. And there are times when that healing is not only of our soul, it heals us physically. Not all illnesses or physical ailments are a result of the sin that we've committed. But sometimes it is. Sometimes it's because of the sin of someone else, but sometimes it's just the result of living in a world that's crumbling. And yet when we harbor sin in our life, when we choose not to agree with God about the sin that so easily entangles us, it begins to eat away at us. And the weight of carrying that, the weight of pretending like it's a secret, can bring about physical symptoms. And so primarily, when we cry out to God, when we agree with Him about our sin, His mercy will bring healing to our soul that changes how we view ourselves, let alone how we view God. We've talked previously about how our attitude, how peace, how comfort, how joy changes us, not just internally, not just spiritually, but physically. And knowing God's mercy can help us feel better even when the diagnosis doesn't change. When the suffering, the physical suffering continues, we feel better because I know I'm right with God. It's one of the reasons why Job's friends, and particularly his wife, was such a discouragement. He would continually hold on to his faith, his belief, his trust in God, and his wife was like, just curse God and die, be done with it. And he would have no part of that. Even in the midst of my physical suffering, in essence, is what Job was saying, I feel better because I know God's still my God. And by his mercy, we are healed. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. God, you have given us what we need in order to know the forgiveness that comes through the blood of Jesus. You've called for us to confess, to agree with you about the sin in our life so that we would let it be dealt with. Not only would the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness, but it would change our desire away from the sin and back toward you. And Father, we recognize that that's possible, not because we've earned it or deserve it or because we're so good, but because of your mercy. Your love and compassion has been showered down upon us in such a way that we're able to find the healing that we really need. Father, as you heal our soul, as you heal our relationship with you, we find that the physical struggles that we deal with day in and day out aren't nearly as important as they once were. And even when the pain and suffering doesn't diminish, we're able to look at not only life, but to also look at death and to look at you from a different perspective. And so God, today, help us to be mindful of the mercy that we need, the mercy that we've received, as well as the mercy that we ought to be showing. Father, as we experience the healing which comes from you, may we be involved in others knowing that healing as we extend mercy, as we share about your mercy. As we live as those cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Father, Jesus taught that those who are merciful are blessed. They're blessed because they'll be shown mercy. So God, today, help us to be those who are merciful, that we would receive and know an abundance of your mercy. Father, may we lift up Jesus as the source that makes us right with you, such that as we lift him up, many would be drawn to you. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.